The Loops in My Head by Heather Plett. I noticed you're spending a lot of time with shame today, tenderness said. Yes, it seems I can't shake her today, I said. I asked her to leave, but she wouldn't go. I tried silencing her or burying her under work or food. Nothing seemed to work. Did you ask her what she came for? Tenderness asked. No, she's not very good at expressing her intentions. She just runs endless loops in my head and I try to stay busy enough to shut her out. What's the loop about? Tenderness asked. Maybe there's a clue in there about why she came. I hurt someone yesterday, I said, someone I care about, and now that person won't talk to me. Shame keeps reminding me of it, running through the scenario over and over again as though somehow that will fix it. Tell me more about what happened, Tenderness said. I made a mistake. I said something that was rooted in a bias I didn't know I had, and that bias was hurtful to my friend. Did you apologize? Tenderness asked, and did you try to make repairs? Of course I did, I said, but the person's still not ready to talk to me. And that makes you feel rejected and ashamed. Yes, I said. Shame keeps telling me I'm a bad friend and I deserve to be rejected and I'm always failing people and I'm unworthy of love. Is that true? Tenderness asked. No, I don't think so, but shame can be very convincing. Yes, I know, Tenderness chuckled. She has a way of showing you only the bad things you've done. And she keeps a scorecard and adds it all up whenever something new brings her to the surface. I'm trying to remind myself that I apologized, I said, and I'm trying to make repairs and I'm trying to learn how to be a better ally and friend. But shame just reminds me that unless my friend forgives me, I'm still a horrible person. Is there anything else you feel you should have done for your friend after hurting them? Shame asked. No, I can't think of anything. And yet, shame is convinced that the only way you can return to worthiness is through that person's acknowledgement of your goodness? Asked Tenderness. Yes, something like that. Do you see, Tenderness asked, how that insistence that your friend forgive you and give you your goodness back is putting unfair pressure on them, when they should be allowed to hold their hurt however they need to hold it? Do you see how you might be hijacking their space and their process by making it about your own needs? Well, I stuttered, maybe? Your friend is on their own journey and needs to make their own choices about how they hold this pain, Tenderness said, with both firmness and gentleness in her voice. If you've done reasonable repair, then you need to release attachment to the outcome. You need to set them free, and you need to set yourself free. But, I said, I hate being responsible for their pain, and I don't want them to reject me. I know, Tenderness said. It will make me feel really sad if they don't forgive me and our relationship doesn't recover. I know, said Tenderness again. Maybe grief is also making an appearance here, hiding behind shame. Maybe you're grieving the fact that you might lose a friend. Yes, I said, grief and maybe loneliness and fear. I'm afraid that if I'm the kind of horrible person who makes this kind of mistake, then I will be abandoned. I know, said Tenderness. Shame never comes alone. She always brings a few companions. What should I do? I asked. Perhaps start by sending your friend some love, and then extend that love to yourself, especially to the part of you that has been rejected in the past. And then maybe shed a few tears so that grief feels safe. You are not a horrible person. Don't attach yourself to those emotions trying to convince you of your badness. You are human. You made a mistake, and you will try again tomorrow. Your goodness is still intact. Thank you, I said. I will try to believe that. What's shame doing now? Tenderness asked. She seems to be settling some, like maybe she's gotten what she came for, I said. Good, said Tenderness. She doesn't mean you harm. She is just trying to protect you and make sure you find belonging in the world. Let her know that you're safe and loved and that you won't abandon the part of you that she's trying to protect. I'll try, I said. Reflections. What brings shame to the surface for you? How do you respond to shame when she puts your mistakes on endless loop in your brain? What other emotions does shame bring with her? How can your body help you release shame?